Upon his arrival at Nandigram, Hanuman saw Bharata dressed in tree bark and wearing matted hair. Bharata was living in a small cottage and subsisting only on fruits and roots. And Bharata appeared to be very miserable and emaciated. Hanuman then approached Bharata. "I have come as a messenger from your brother Ram. He inquires about your welfare and wishes to inform you that he will soon return to Ayodhya." When he heard these glorious words, Bharata's face immediately lit up with great delight. Then, becoming exhilarated with transcendental emotion, Bharata fainted to the ground. And upon coming to his senses, Bharata stood up and embraced Hanuman with great satisfaction. Then, while bathing Hanuman with torrents of tears, Bharata spoke, "Oh, because you have brought me this good news, I shall immediately reward you with 100,000 cows, 100 villages, and 16 virgin girls for you to marry. Now please, sit down and tell me everything that has happened during Ram's exile." And once Hanuman had finished telling Bharata everything about Ram's exile, up to the point of his imminent return, Bharata then exclaimed, "Indeed, my long-cherished wish has finally become fulfilled." Bharata then ordered Shatrughna to make all arrangements for Ram's reception. Thus, Sumantra and the other ministers soon arrived at Nandigram, riding upon elephants. Kaushalya, Sumitra, and even Kaikeyi arrived on palanquins, while engineers hurriedly constructed a new road connecting Nandigram with Ayodhya. After all arrangements had been made, Bharata picked up Ram's sandals, a white royal umbrella, and chamara whisks. Then, accompanied by many brahmanas, Bharata left his cottage amidst the blowing of conchals and the beating of drums. The news of Ram's arrival had spread instantly, and almost the entire population of Ayodhya came to Nandigram hoping to see Ram. Bharata was accompanied by ministers, priests, and other respectable citizens, and also by professional musicians vibrating pleasing musical sounds, and by learned brahmanas loudly chanting Vedic hymns. Following in the procession were chariots drawn by beautiful horses with harnesses made of golden rope. These chariots were decorated by flags with golden embroidery and by other flags of various sizes and patterns. There were soldiers bedecked with golden armor, servants bearing betel nut, and many well-known and beautiful society girls. Many servants followed on foot, bearing an umbrella, whisks, different grades of precious jewels, and other paraphernalia just befitting a royal reception. However, when after some time there was no sign of Ram, Bharata anxiously said to Hanuman, "Oh, I hope that you were not exhibiting your frivolous monkey nature by joking with me." But just then, Hanuman pointed to the distance where clouds of dust were being raised by the approaching monkeys. A far-off roaring sound then came to be heard. When Hanuman suddenly sighted the Pushpaka chariot in the distance, he shouted out, "Here comes Sri Ram!" A loud, spontaneous cheer suddenly arose from the crowd as they too sighted the Pushpaka chariot, which appeared to be just like the full moon rising in the sky. Everyone respectfully got down from their chariots, elephants, and horses as Bharata began worshipping Ram from a distance. With folded hands, Bharata recited prayers glorifying Lord Ram, and he offered water and other paraphernalia in worship. Finally, when Bharata could clearly see Ram glowing magnificently at the front of the Pushpaka chariot, Bharata bowed down with the greatest of reverence. As the celestial airship landed, Bharata rushed forward and climbed onto the chariot to greet his older brother. Ram immediately got up from his seat to embrace Bharata, taking him on his lap. Bharata, his heart softened in ecstasy and his eyes full of tears, approached Lord Ramachandra and fell at Ram's lotus feet in great ecstatic love. Lord Ram saw that Bharata was much emaciated and heard that in his absence, Bharata was eating only barley cooked in the urine of a cow, covering his body with the bark of trees, wearing matted locks of hair, and lying on a mattress of kusha grass. The most merciful Lord Ram very much lamented this. Afterwards, Bharata greeted Lakshman and Sita, showering them with praise. Bharata then greeted Sugriva by embracing him. "Although we are four, you are now just like our fifth brother." Meanwhile, Ram approached his mother Kaushalya and lovingly clasped her feet. Then one after another, Ram greeted Sumitra, Kaikeyi, and the sage Vasistha, while all the citizens came forward with folded hands to welcome Ram. Accompanied by Sita and Lakshman, Lord Ramachandra then offered his respectful obeisances unto the learned Brahmanas and the elderly persons in the family, and all the citizens of Ayodhya offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord. The citizens of Ayodhya, upon seeing their king return after a long absence, offered him flower garlands, waved their upper cloths, and danced in great jubilation. Thereafter, Bharata came before Ram with Ram's wooden shoes in hand. While carefully placing the slippers upon Ram's lotus feet, Bharata said, "Here is the kingdom I have overseen in your absence. And by your mercy, Ayodhya is flourishing, and the treasury, storehouses, and army have all increased tenfold. My duty is now over, and I hereby relinquish everything unto you." After offering the wooden shoes before Lord Ramachandra, Lord Bharata stood with folded hands, his eyes full of tears, and Lord Ramachandra also bathed Bharata with his tears while embracing him with both arms for a long time. And after this, Ram ordered the Pushpaka chariot to return to its rightful owner, the god of wealth, Kuvera. Thus, the celestial vehicle ascended into the sky, heading towards the north. Then, as Ram sat at the feet of his spiritual master Vasistha, Bharata came before him and requested, "My dear elder brother, please install yourself upon the royal throne without further delay and resume a life of royal luxury."